Welcome to Politics Explained by an Idiot. My name is Millen, the idiot himself, and if I can learn politics at a high level, so can you. Alright guys, I'm pretty excited about this episode because it's really the first one that goes over actual current events happening right now in the world. And just want to preface this by saying I'm sorry that I haven't posted in almost a week. I just moved into college recently and getting, you know, moved in the dorm and situated and meeting a lot of people and figuring out where all my classes are has been kind of hectic. But I'm back, I'm ready to post pretty often, and I hope you guys are going to stick along with the ride. Okay, back to the episode. If you haven't heard, there's a lot of things going on in Afghanistan, and none of them are good, by the way. I'm sure many of you all have seen that one TikTok video where hundreds of people are in a cargo plane, and people were literally clinging onto the plane as it was taking off. If you haven't seen it, that's alright, because in this episode, I'm going to be talking about everything that's happening in Afghanistan and what you need to know about it. I'll also be using information from Wall Street Journal to help with this episode. Okay, to put it simply, Afghanistan is again under the control of the Taliban, a fundamentalist group that ruled the nation for 5 years before the US-led forces ousted them in 2001. The Taliban have seized power in Afghanistan 2 weeks before the US was set to complete its troop withdrawal after the costly two-decade war with Afghanistan. Terrible timing, am I right? The Taliban invaded the city of Kabul, Afghanistan. Their arrival coincided with scenes of panic in some quarters, with Afghans who worked with Western armed forces or agencies rushing to Hamid Karzai International Airport, seeking a way out of the country to escape reprisals, which is basically revenge schemes. As a result, all the Western embassies moved their planes to Kabul so their personnel could escape. That plane you saw in that video was a US military aircraft, and many Afghan people were clinging onto the plane so that they could escape Kabul. Afghans and Westerners stranded in Kabul have been trickling into the airport for evacuation, but entry remained difficult, with Taliban fighters manning checkpoints and no clear system to bring people in. But why now? Why has the Taliban decided to go for the Afghan government in mid-August of 2021 when they have existed for so long? Well, it's because they entered the capital of Kabul on after President Ashraf Ghani left the country for the UAE, or the United Arab Emirates, effectively ending a 20-year effort by the US and other Western nations to remold Afghanistan as a modern democracy. The president basically just fled away. Well, then the Taliban said they saw that time as the best opportunity to roll out, quickly taking over Afghan until the last remaining cities were left, including Kabul. Now, most people in Afghanistan are extremely afraid that the Taliban will reimpose the harsh interpretation of Islamic law that they relied on when they ran Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001. Religion plays a huge role in Afghanistani government, so many people are currently fleeing in fears of the Taliban running the country in the foreseeable future. Now, since taking over, they have promised to respect women's rights, forgive those who have fought against them, and prevent Afghanistan from being used as a base for terror attacks. But many Afghans are skeptical of those promises, as they really should be. Now, in terms of what our President Biden says from the American side, he called the situation in Afghanistan gut-wrenching, but rejected blame for what's happening. While he did acknowledge that the collapse of the Afghan government happened much more quickly than he anticipated, he said that he stood squarely behind his decision to pull the US troops out. Thank you so much if you made it this far. It's really not easy listening to an idiot this long. I hope you got updated on what's going on, and thank you so much for listening. As always, have a memorable day. We'll be right back.